Let's talk about the decision to go with the permanent captains. We talked to some of the guys about that in the locker rooms there.
Well, it was a decision that we discussed over the bye week as a coaching staff, and we wanted to give some guys the opportunity to lead us in the second half of the season. Usually we vote at the end of the year, but we felt that it was appropriate with the type of season that we were going through the first half, that we wanted to make some changes, and we did. And I thought that there's a lot of guys that are deserving of being a captain, but the six guys that were chosen were have been outstanding leaders for us.
And you used to have the over 30 club, but your complexion or your the age groupings of the teams kind of changed. So did it make sense that two of the six are, you know, in that old group, but you got some young guys that could deliver your message for you?
Absolutely. The makeup of our roster is different. We used to have a very large over 30 club. You know, we still have a committee, but we don't call it the over 30 club because the majority of the guys that are on that committee are under 30. But you know, there's some guys that were a second year player that was chosen, and you know, as a captain, Antone Smith was chosen as a captain. So it just talks about the makeup of our team and how the rest of the team felt. Those young guys could lead.
Do you see anything wrong with Cam? They've lost four straight games. He hasn't been performing like he has been in years past. What's your assessment of?
Gosh, I think Cam Newton is a Pro Bowl quarterback. He's always an issue for when we play him in terms of getting him on the ground when he runs the ball on design runs. He's a guy that can scramble and puts a lot of stress running. And he's not always running to run. He can be scrambling to throw. And he's got a big arm. I think he's playing outstanding football this season.
Devin and Harry, did they miss practice today?
Yes. We had three guys that did not participate in practice today. The two that you mentioned and Jonathan Scott. And then we had two guys that were limited participants, and that was Jonathan Massaquoi and Justin Blaylock. So those were the guys that will be on our injury report.
What's wrong with Devin?
Devin's got an ankle.
Still okay. Okay.
Yep, he's got an ankle that we anticipate Devin will be out on the practice field in a limited basis tomorrow.
Okay. And what about Blaylock?
Blaylock has a foot, but he was a limited participant today. We just didn't give him his normal reps, so we listed him as limited.
Drew Davis was full today?
Drew Davis was full today. And, again, we're in the second week of a 21-day period that we have to make a decision whether we want to activate him. But he was a full participant, and probably because we were down two wide receivers, he probably took more snaps than he would normally take.